This is a CHOY News Update. The Insurance Corporation of British Columbia, ICBC, has announced that starting October 19th, drivers with Class 7 or 8 novice licenses and a clean driving record will not need a second road test to acquire their Class 5. British Columbia's graduated licensing program, GLP, was first introduced more than 25 years ago. ICBC said it was time to update the requirements to align with BC's evolving roads and safety practices, joining the rest of Canada in removing the second road test. This leaves only Ontario as the only province with the second road test still in place. According to the province of BC, the changes are intended to get new drivers more road experience to reduce crash risk. Jeffrey Neer, instructor and owner of the Vancouver Island Driving School, commented on the changes to the driving licensing process.
The Class 5 test is virtually the same driver's test that they take to get their N. So if you passed it once, I'm pretty sure you're going to pass it again 2 years later. It was almost something that was a waste of time to begin with, in my opinion.
Neer adds that drivers will still have to maintain a clean driving record for at least 12 months before becoming eligible to remove their novice license, noting that even a speeding ticket will reset the eligibility period until they complete a full year without any infractions. ICBC states that the decision to remove the second road test was in part to reduce barriers to licensing, specifically for drivers in rural, remote, or Indigenous communities where access to road tests may be scarce. Neer gives his opinion on the removal of the second test for new drivers.
I think it's a good thing to get rid of the second test because, like I say, the kids have already taken the same test and passed it to get their new driver's license. So I feel like if you can pass it when you've only been driving for a year, then certainly you'd be able to pass it after having an extra 2 years of experience.
He also believes the change is also likely to reduce pressure on the province's road testing system, adding that many drivers currently wait several months to secure a testing appointment because of demand. Drivers under 25 with a Class 7L learner's license must complete at least 12 months of supervised driving before taking the Class 7 road test. After earning their Class 7 new driver's license, they must hold it for a minimum of 25 months before becoming eligible for a driver's record assessment, or 18 months if they have completed an approved GLP course. Drivers aged 25 and older must spend at least 9 months with a Class 7L before taking the Class 7 road test. They are then required to hold their Class 7 license for a minimum of 12 months with no suspensions or driving prohibitions before applying for a driving record assessment. Eligible drivers who pass the assessment will receive a Class 5 license, with a 12-month restriction requiring zero blood alcohol and blood drug content while driving. Once that restriction period ends without any incidents, they will receive a full Class 5 license. Neer says he will not change how he teaches his students in the future.
I don't just teach the kids how to pass the driver's test. I teach all the important things about driving. For example, they don't make them merge onto a highway on a driver's test, but I'm certainly going to continue teaching that because these are all the things that keep you safe.
Drivers eligible for a Class 5 upgrade with restrictions will receive a letter from ICBC confirming their eligibility. ICBC stated that any outstanding debts would affect the upgrade. The second road test will officially be eliminated as of October 19th, 2026. If there was a second road test booked for or after the date, ICBC would automatically cancel it and email the appointees. Further information on acquiring your driving records is available on the ICBC website. For CHOY in Nanaimo, this is Luis Sabla.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.